Hi Ritambra, and welcome to our next episode of Between Meals, and welcome to Planet FM. So, am I saying it right? Your name is Ritambra.
Yes, it's Ritambra.
Okay.
It's quite hard to pronounce.
It's a lovely name though. Do you know what the meaning of Ritambra means?
Yes, my grandfather chose this name for me and it has many meanings, but I like to prefer that the meaning is supreme state of mind.
Oh wow, how cool is that? Let me just process that. Supreme state of mind.
Yeah.
So how do you decipher that supreme state of mind means? Just being in the...
It's like that if you are in problem and stuck in some situation, your mind doesn't stop working, it's keep on working. But I don't think so, it fits completely on me.
But kind of like being mindful.
Yes, it's kind of mindful, yeah.
Being in the present moment all the time, you know. Oh, yeah. How nice. Lovely name. So where are you originally from, Ritambra?
I'm from North India, actually. I came from a small town there. So yeah, it's close to Delhi.
Close to Delhi. Yeah. Oh, so which part of Delhi?
It's UP, Uttar Pradesh.
Uttar Pradesh.
Yes, oh. Aligarh.
Aligarh. And which year did you arrive to New Zealand?
We arrived here in 2015, mid-2015.
And if I may ask, what brought you here?
It's a very interesting fact, actually, you will laugh. But when I got married, my husband wanted to go back US. He came from US to marry, but I refused to go back. Mm-hmm. And because I came from very, joint family, and I was very attached to my family. Mm. So I didn't want to go anywhere, although I was a different city, but still I was in India. So, but once I gave birth to my first daughter, he had a chance to go Europe. Mm-hmm. So I also went with him. And then I came to know that, oh, this world is really, really beautiful. And then I started traveling with him.
So is that the first time you traveled out of your...
Yes, yeah. It was the first time. And I really enjoyed staying there. Mm-hmm. And we were in many different cities there. So we were 3 years there. But still at that time also I want to go back and settle in Europe.
Which part of Europe?
Initially we were in Spain. Mm-hmm. Then Italy, then a couple of months were in France, so it's quite traveling.
Nice. Yeah.
It's traveling, so I really like there. Mm. So but still in my mind I was always clear that I will settle in India.
Yeah.
And there only I gave another daughter
birth. Yeah.
So then I decided, now I have to think, because I have two daughters and I want to give them a safe environment. And my husband always wanted to settle outside, overseas. Mm. And then he asked me, now you tell me, where do you want to settle? And I said,
It's interesting how the whole thing changes once you have kids and your whole mindset changes.
See, I was clearly... You know, in my mind, it was always clear that I will settle in India. Mm. But once I got two daughters, then I have to rethink that what I want for my daughters. Then I decided, I want to settle somewhere, some safe place where my daughters can freely, enjoy their childhood, no insecurities and safe environment.
So you wanted to settle in India, but you didn't, once you had your children, you didn't want them to grow up in India.
Then to grow up. Once they grow up and they wanted to go back, I will not stop them.
Of
they
course.
Can settle there. But in their childhood,
initially,
I wanted to give them a safe environment as a girl child.
That's very important. I mean, considering, of course, we have... India is a beautiful country, of course.
It is beautiful.
It's got its own pros and cons, yeah.
Yeah, so, I still miss the people there and country.
It's a vibrant country, yes.
Yeah, but somehow I don't feel safe place for my daughters there. And that's the only thing... came in that time in my mind.
Oh well, fair enough, of course everybody wants to protect their children and give them the best of...
I think New Zealand is quite safe.
It is a lovely country to be in. So are you working somewhere currently, Ritambra?
Yes, I started working 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm working. But it's not a high-profile job.
It's all right.
Small job.
Yeah, it's all right. Everybody starts like that, So don't mind me asking, where are you working?
I work in warehouse.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's all right. And, are you enjoying it at the moment?
It's ups and down. It's fine.
Yeah. It's a stepping stone, maybe.
Yes.
So what is your actual passion and your career, what's your career goal or your... you're passionate about, Where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years?
Frankly speaking, I know before I met you, I don't have any.
Before you met me, I had that.
God, okay. Because my mom was working and he hardly spent time with us. Mm. I mean, she did best with us. Mm. I will not complain. But when we were growing up, me and my brother, we wanted more time. But she was working, she was in politics, she was many social activities. Yeah. That amount of time we got, we were not happy with that. Mm. So,
but I believe she would have given you quality time rather than quantity time.
Yes, that's true.
And which is more important for working moms, you know. And yeah.
But somehow the things came in our mind, oh, when we will have child, I will not work.
Yeah, I know one thing that spend as much time as you can with your kids, and especially in their growing age, you know, when they're growing up. Yeah.
I was never ever career oriented in my mind like that. But when I met you, I said, oh, I should think about that.
Oh my gosh, I've inspired you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I feel honored. Thank you.
Now, I was working before I met you, but it was like, you know, I wanted to go out and want to know my limits like that. Oh, because I was not confident in English. So I said, oh, let's go out and just know the peoples around me like that. But it was still not clear in my mind what I really want to do. But when I met you, then I said, oh, I need to think about it. I'm still thinking that what I want to do.
Oh, it makes me feel good. Thank you.
But yeah, definitely, I want to do something in my life now.
I mean, never confine yourself, never limit yourself.
Yeah.
I think I see sky is the limit, you know, and believe in yourself. That's more important for us women and ladies, to believe in yourself, you know,
true.
That you can do it. You can do it.
True.
If you can, you know, conceive it, if you have something in mind, go for it. Just do it. Just take a risk.
True.
Explore. Sky's the limit, as I said. So good. Good to know that, you know. And so you're studying as well, I believe, is it?
Yes, I am studying. Actually, I've done my master's in mathematics in 2005.
Oh my gosh, you're a maths guru.
Yeah, I was very studious, actually. I just want to do study, not do job.
It's like me, nerdy. I like to study all the time, yes.
Yeah, so...
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's good. I mean, you should... It's a lifelong learning, you know. We're learning all the time.
Yes, and then my kids was growing up. One day she asked me something about computer, and I was not able to tell her that, oh, what is that? Then I feel that I'm illiterate in computer. And nowadays, if you don't know computers, you are really
illiterate.
It's a
digital world, yeah. It's a 21st century kid,
yes,
so you have
so
to.
So I really wanted to know about the technology and how does the word, what is the MS Office and everything. So just, I was doing, then I started certificate course. In computer technology.
Good. And you did that here?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm studying level 4, but I'm thinking to continue my study.
Level 4 of computer?
Yes, technology.
Wonderful.
Business and technology.
Wonderful. Have you ever thought of starting your own business or something? You want to be an entrepreneur?
I'm not sure.
Early days, yeah.
Yeah.
It's too early. Who knows? You might get there. Yes. You never know. Yeah. As I said, sky is the limit. And dream big. Always. So tell me one thing, like, you know, what are some of the challenges you have seen ever since you moved to this country, you know, and we compare India with New Zealand, you know, so have there been any challenges for you?
It was actually, but it's not like that I arrived here and suddenly I faced the challenges. It was not like, because I was traveling with my husband, so it was not definitely cultural shock. I was very well aware of the culture.
No, because you were well-traveled.
You were well-traveled, so it was not, but I was missing my family back there. Mm. And, you know, everyone has personal challenges and on the personal front. So at that time, I really wanted to go back to my family to give me some, you know, support. And we don't have any family here. So it was quite challenging for me because I came from joint family and my mom is in politics. So quite, you know, crowded house like that, and here just alone, only we four here, no one knows, and the festival also time, so very alone. I
guess that
feeding.
Hits you, and that hits all of us when you come here and you have no family, you're surrounded by feel
that,
alone and isolation, you know?
Yeah, that was definitely one. Another that the English, I was because the English was the language I was always running away from. When even in my study time also, I was, until 12th year, I was in Hindi medium. And
so your first language is Hindi?
Yes, Hindi. Okay. So I was always, you know, run away from the English. And I didn't know that destiny will come. Bring me here in the English speaking country.
So how did you manage in the previous countries where you went?
You know,
did you find that challenge there as well?
No, because we were there in the couple of years like that.
Yeah.
And when we are not, you know, in settled form, we don't extend ourselves.
Yeah.
We live like, you know, hippies, what we call it. I mean, we don't extend ourselves like to do something, to think, to make relationship, or kids were not going to school, so not too much communication with the people like
because
that.
Because you're not going to, you knew that you're not going to settle down in that country, you're just going to move away, so it was temporary.
Yes, it's temporary in my mind still, so I didn't see that, oh, this is my weak point, I have to work.
Yeah. So you never had those thoughts like, you know, I need to, you know.
Work on that. Yeah. But when we came here, kids started to go to school, then I had to talk to the teachers and the community there. Then I realized, oh, this is a big problem with me. And the pronunciation, anyhow, somehow if I'm able to say what I want to say, but I was very shocked when they speak because the pronunciation was really different from
the accent and,
everything. So I have to pay full attention to understand what they are saying.
Well, you must have developed effective listening skills then.
So this was really a language barrier. I mean,
Which most of the migrants, they face that language barrier, which hits them, you know, So did you take any English classes or anything here? No.
I was kind of lucky when I wanted to start my job. I got job in first interviews. I was say, oh, what? That just happened. How did they give me? Why did they give me
I'm sure
me
they
the
must
job?
Have seen your skills or something in you then. And then there's a lot of learning happening on job as well, you know. So because you're communicating with the customers and so your oral language is building up, you know. And of course you have your daughters studying.
Yeah.
So
this was another challenge here. So yeah, quite another interesting challenge that I didn't know the driving.
Oh, so, tell me about it. A lot of migrant women go through that driving thing also. Were you driving back in India now?
No. Okay. We have always drivers.
Yes.
Our drivers are near their relatives there. Mm. So, and nothing is there. Taxis are there.
Yes. I know that's one thing I realized, that you have a lot of domestic help back in India and you have drivers to chauffeur to take you around. Yes.
Yeah. And here then, when I came, I was feeling already, you know, homesickness and without car or my driving, I was, you know, depend only on my husband whole day, sitting in one room, under the one roof, waiting for him. So
must have been hard.
Yeah, it was hard actually initially.
So now you drive?
I drive.
Oh,
I got driving
got
license.
Good on you. Well done.
So last 2 years were really progressive actually.
Yeah, very good. You feel confident now?
Confident. See, I'm talking to you in English.
I can see that. And beautiful English you're talking to. Yes, absolutely fantastic.
So these are little challenges that I
These are stepping stones and they make you more stronger, you know, and they make you the person you are, you know. So, yes. Right. Now, coming to your kids, how many kids do you have?
I have two daughters.
Two daughters. And how old are they?
One is 11, one is 7.
And they go to school here?
Yes, they go to school. They are in primary now.
So you said one was born in India and one was born...
One in Spain.
Spain. Oh, how nice. So do you find, what are some of the similarities and differences between the education system back in India and in New Zealand? Do you find, are there any vast differences?
You see, India is developing very fast now. Mm. So I can't see the major, you know, difference nowadays. Even though India is a very big country... Even within India, you can see the difference, like the metropolitan cities. Mm. You will not see any difference in education system there or here, or the lifestyle also. But still in the small villages, the system is different, totally different.
Mm.
So I'm not sure about this, that, because in big cities in India, the education system more or less like this. But still the difference is that they have a very strict schedule.
Mm.
They give the homeworks. But the main concept here is like learning by doing.
Yes.
The kids here, they don't only just memorize things. They
application level.
Application levels. They learn by
more
doing.
Hands-on. Yeah.
More hands-on.
Yeah.
So in India also, they have already started, you know, learning by doing.
Project-based learning.
Project-based learning.
Stuff,
India also in the big schools and big cities, it's already there.
Yeah, metropolitan cities. Yeah. They're progressing,
Yeah, but still in the villages... is the same, that you have to learn and memorize.
Backwards, some areas are still.
Yes, still.
Yeah.
So, Even the lifestyle also is the same. India is quite modern now. In the clothing sense and every sense, you'll find the same way. In fact, so
the lifestyle changes are coming. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So your daughters are enjoying schooling here?
Yes, they enjoy.
Yeah, they like it. And I know your kids are small, but do you think it's very important to still be able to sustain our own culture and the roots where we come from, despite of being in a Western country?
I believe that if the roots are very deep, the tree will sustain in a big storm.
That's a good analogy, yeah?
Yeah, that's my firm belief, that the roots should be very deep. So I try to give my children those roots in form of their culture, their values, so that they can face any challenges in their life, and they will be confident that who we are, from where we come. They shouldn't be shy to tell that who we are, and be confident to tell about themselves. So that gives them the overall personality confident to face challenges towards the life. So yeah, definitely I would like to give all the, and I'm trying to give all the cultural values.
So how do you do that? How do you manage that? Like, I mean, do you teach them Hindi at home, or do they go to Hindi schools, or what are the other ways you try and sustain that culture?
It's not only Hindi. I think it's values. How do you think that? It's like, they don't go to in the Hindi school, but we speak Hindi at home. Mm-hmm. Although the younger one refuses to talk in Hindi, but she understands completely now. But the other one speaks Hindi. Mm-hmm. And I always, you know, tell the stories about my childhood, that the enjoyed part, the problematic part, that how I managed to face those time, and stories about our, what we call in English, that the people who inspired the Indian people.
Role models,
yeah. So that's how the celebrate, what is the reason behind any kind of celebration.
Yeah, like Diwali is coming up.
Yeah, so what is the reason? It's not like only celebration and, fireworks. It's not like that. Yeah. What is the real reason about?
Yeah.
So if we are doing any spiritual thing or religious thing, why we are doing that religious thing? What is the reason behind it? So I will always try to tell the reason.
This is a purpose behind these things. There's a significance.
Yeah, that's the right word. Actually, the significance of
celebrating what we celebrate,
and what we are thinking. That what is the significance of this thinking? So I just, in this form only,
Good. I mean, maintaining your identity and your culture and who you are and where you come from is very important. So, do you think, after all that conversation, I feel, would you call this New Zealand as your home?
Yes, I definitely.
Or is it too early for you to call it?
No, for kids it's really home, because...
Yeah. Do you feel at home?
Yes. Nowadays, initially I had the problem that I was feeling homesickness. But once I started working, I went outside, I met people, I make friends. So now I already started that, this is my second home.
Yeah. And there's a lot of community groups and social groups and social activities happening, There's so much happening that you can never feel, bored or alone.
Yeah, definitely. Well, this first step, you have to go out from the house. Find the people.
Yes, you have to connect with the right people. People in the community. Yeah, that's good. So now, it might be a repetition of the question, but how do you see the people in this country? Are they very friendly? And the overall, how do you see the people in this country? Have they been friendly to you, towards you, or?
It's a tricky question, actually.
And did you find easy to make connecting with them?
I think I'm really good in making connections.
You are, actually. Yeah, that building relationships is very important, yes.
Because I believe that you should be very honest when you talk to people. If you are honest, you will automatically connect with
no
them.
No pretensions,
right. So it is really a tricky question, because every place you will find very nice people, very good people. And a little bit less nice people.
That's always the case, yes. Yeah.
So, New Zealand is definitely a very, very beautiful country.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's really beautiful country. And
very accepting.
Yeah.
Inclusive, I would say.
Yes.
Very inclusive.
Yes. Yeah. And the different cultures, that's another beauty that it is not dominating this one culture.
It's a multicultural, beautiful
mixture of different cultures.
We
have a chance to celebrate every culture, every festivals, and every kind of food. Although I am vegetarian, but still.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yes, you're vegetarian. Yes.
So, but still, at least kids have chance to know different cultures, people, and their food, their festivals.
Because it's a diverse country.
Yeah, it is.
We do like to maintain the bicultural nature of our country, you know, and the Treaty of Waitangi and all that, but the demographic is changing, and it is a multicultural country.
It is. Yeah. So that's a good thing actually. And, so I really enjoyed staying
and different
here.
Cultures add all that vibrancy to this country. You know.
Yeah, true. And people are more or less are good.
They are.
They are good.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Yes, mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah. So I believe you've got a recipe for us.
Yes.
So what are you going to teach us?
As you know that I am not a foodie. But yeah, I cook at home because no one else know.
Of course.
My husband doesn't know how to cook. So I am the one who has to cook.
Yeah.
So I cook.
So what recipe have you bought?
So the brinjal bangan bhartha.
It's a North Indian cuisine. Bangan bhartha. So it's made out of eggplant, isn't
it? Eggplant. Right. In English, we can say this smoky eggplant. Yeah.
Smoky eggplant. Yeah. That's good. So would you like to share the recipe with us?
Yes. It's my favorite actually.
I love it too.
But the problem is that with kids, I have to add less spice in that, and without spice,
it's not fun. Maybe take little for them and then add some spice for yourself.
That's what I do actually.
Yeah, that's what I used to do for my kids. Take it out and then put some spices for myself. Yes.
So this is a recipe of a smoky eggplant stir fry.
So how do you smoke the eggplant? Let me ask you. Do you put it in the oven?
No, actually, I tried on oven, but it doesn't taste that much authentic.
Yeah.
So I have of the fire gas at my home. So I just put eggplant on the fire directly. So that's how I
used. That's how we used to do it in India.
I have that thing.
How lucky. Okay, let's hear it.
So for this recipe we need one eggplant. The eggplant should be the round and lightweighted,
not those long ones.
The round one, the big one, and it should be the lightweighted, because if you would take the heavy, it will have more seeds.
I see. Okay, that's a news to me. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's something I learned today.
So, and the garlic cloves, 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Depending on the size.
Sure.
Oil, 3 tablespoons.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger, 1 teaspoon. Mm-hmm. Grated chili, 1 green chili, 1 finely chopped.
Mm-hmm.
Onion, 1 medium sized, finely chopped.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato, 2. And the same Indian, chili, red chili powder, coriander powder, turmeric powder. One tablespoon.
You're not putting tomatoes in this?
Yeah, two tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Yeah, okay.
And salt according to your taste.
Sure.
And we need a green garlic leaves for the garnish.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you must add these, coriander.
Those are garlic leaves.
Coriander leaves.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah, that is very important for the taste. So for the roasting, what I do that I cut the 3 cloves of garlic and make it half and make 6 small slices in eggplant, and then stuff those half garlic cloves into the eggplant.
Oh, okay.
So it gives really
flavor. Wow.
Yeah, and then roast this eggplant in the open flame about 8 to 10 minutes. And every 1 to 2 minutes you have to
keep turning it,
otherwise it will get burned.
Yeah.
And you should always, roast on this a medium-high flame, not very low or very high.
It'll burn it,
Yeah. So after roasting, let it cool completely before peeling. And after peeling, you have to submerge in it water to get rid of any extra burns bits.
Yes.
So remove it from water, cut off the stem and chop it finely. And heat oil in a pan and add ginger garlic paste or whatever you have if you are grated. After a few seconds, add chopped onion, green chilies, and stir fry till onion are pink and soft. Then add tomatoes, red chili powder, coriander powder, turmeric powder, and salt you have to add on.
Sure.
And mix well and cover it with lid. After 2-3 minutes, when the tomato will soft, stir fry until all masala, masala will start
spices,
to,
yeah,
spices all the things will start to leave oil, and then egg, add the roasted eggplant, and mix well, and let it cook for another 4 to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The more you mix, the more taste will come.
Mm.
And then, yeah, it's done. And add fresh green coriander and serve with chapatis,
rotis,
paratha.
Yeah. So you don't put ghee in it, you put oil in it.
Yes.
Does it taste better than ghee? Like in North India, we put ghee in it.
No, I prefer
oil.
Oil,
yeah.
And I add mustard oil.
Yeah. Oh, mustard oil.
Yeah.
Wow.
I always make the dry curries in mustard oil.
Wow.
It is different taste.
I must try. I mean, I've only tried fish in mustard oil, but not,
always. I always prefer to make dry curries. If the curries with the water, use another kind of olive oil, different.
Yeah.
But if this dry, always use the mustard oil.
Mustard oil. Wow.
Yeah.
I've learned
always.
Different
flavor.
I mean, I don't know whether you've tried, but I just sometimes in the morning I take my bread, like toast, you know, and I put that bhartha on it like a dip and have it. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Oh, it is amazing.
It's amazing.
I can eat plain also.
Yeah, of course. You know, it goes with everything. It's like a dip. You can use it as a dip. You can,
I just love it.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing your recipe, you know. And what song have you bought for us today?
I know, because I'm not foodie, but I really love to listen to songs.
All right.
So,
just tell us the name and then maybe.
Yeah, I am fan of Ayushmann Khurrana.
Oh, he's lovely, isn't he? Adorable.
I just love his voice and the presence.
He's very authentic, you know, very himself, yeah.
Yeah, so I love all the songs.
So, what song have you chosen?
Now it's Mitti Di Khushbu.
That's
remind me my own country.
Yes, it takes you back to your own country, yes.
And the voice is lovely, so yeah. Mitti Di Khushbu by Ayushmann Khurrana.
Oh, nice. Okay, we'll play that song definitely for you.
Yes.
So before we sign off, is there any advice that you would like to give to any new migrant women coming to this country? Or young girls?
Oh, I made many mistakes.
Yeah. Oh, we all learn from mistakes, don't we? We all learn from mistakes,
So, there should be. I think the first advice is that be confident. Don't think that you don't know English, so you should be confident and be honest what you are doing, either job and whatever. Be confident, be honest, and try to connect with your community as soon as possible.
As much as you can and as soon as you can, and believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, because when you go out, you will make friends and you will feel that it's your home.
Cool. Once again, thank you so much, Ritambra, for joining us today on Between Meals, and thank you.
Thank you for having
Pleasure
me.
Pleasure having you.
Thank you.
ਜਦੋਂ ਅੰਬਰਾਂ ਬਰਸਿਆ ਪਾਣੀ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਆਈ ਅੰਬਰਾਂ ਬਰਸਿਆ ਪਾਣੀ ਚਲੀਏ ਚਲ ਮੁੜੀਏ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਚਲ ਮੁੜੀਏ ਬੰਦਿਆ ਚਲ ਮੁੜੀਏ ਉਸਰਾ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵਸਦੀ ਖੁਦਾਏ ਜਦੋਂ ਅੰਬਰਾਂ ਬਰਸਿਆ ਪਾਣੀ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਆਈ ਜਹਾਂ ਜਦ ਕੋਲ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਕਦਰ ਨਾ ਮੋਲ ਸੀ ਛੱਡ ਆਏ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੀ ਵੇੜੇ ਮੁਲਕ ਪਰਾਏ ਨੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਿਰਾਏ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹ ਕੱਲਾ ਲੱਭਦਾ ਫਿਰਾਂ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਲੱਭਦਾ ਫਿਰਾਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਾਥ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵਸਦੀ ਖੁਦਾਈ ਜਦੋਂ ਅੰਬਰਾਂ ਬਰਸਿਆ ਪਾਣੀ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਆਈ।